Gavin McInnes, Jimmy Kimmel was ruined by his insufferable second wife. There's pre-Molly and then there's post-Molly Jimmy. By Ezra Dooley's on September 20, 2025. Podcaster and Vice Magazine co-founder Gavin McInnes used to be friends with Jimmy Kimmel. And in the wake of the ABC late-night host's suspension, McInnes offered a post-mortem of his career, blaming his woke second wife for the funny man's downfall into shrill leftism. When I knew him, he was a great guy and a very mean guy. Like, in a good way, kind of punk, McInnes reminisced on his Get Off My Lawn podcast. I mean, the Jimmy Kimmel you saw with The Man Show and even before that, he was in sports radio. He used to contribute to Vice all the time. He was a very good cartoonist, believe it or not. And he would do comics for us, and he would do the do's and don'ts with me. And I loved that he was mean. Be an asshole, it's funny. The former mainstay on Fox News Red Eye went on to mention Molly McNerney, who worked her way up the writing staff on his show Jimmy Kimmel Live in the mid-2000s and eventually married him. Kimmel reportedly left his first wife, Gina Maddie Kimmel, for comedian Sarah Silverman in 2003, then got with McNerney after breaking up with Silverman. The only person on his staff that wasn't totally insane was Molly McNerney, and she fucked her boss, Jimmy Kimmel, and they eloped, he said. They got married in 2013. It pays to fuck your boss. I highly recommend it. McInnes then compared McNerney's influence on Kimmel to Beth Ostrowski Stern's effect on her husband Howard Stern, who is also circling the drain into irrelevance in the modern media landscape. She's an insufferable liberal twat who ruined him. There's pre-Molly and there's post-Molly Jimmy Kimmel, just like Howard Stern. There's pre-Beth and there's post-Beth Howard Stern. And Jimmy Kimmel and Howard Stern are friends, and then Molly and Beth hang out and they discuss rescuing kittens and reproductive rights of cats. When these guys get their trophy wives, and I know Molly doesn't look like a trophy, they want to get invited to the best dinner parties, and that means you have to please the wives. And what are women's politics? They're all woke. So these guys become woke to appease their trophy wife, and then it spills onto the show. Through the rest of the show segment, McInnes developed a point that he does not care about being consistent on cancel culture, that the left has already pushed too far and needs to feel the same pain they have inflicted on others for years. The gloves are off. We're hypocrites. Fuck you. You started this war, he stated. You kicked me in the balls, so I'm gouging out your fucking eyes. To punctuate the thought, he played the famous clip of Andrew Breitbart in the documentary Hating Breitbart, where the late founder of Breitbart News calmly whispers to his enemies, "War. Andrew, can you take it away?" The host asks. "I'll have my pal Andrew finish this." Kimmel has been suspended indefinitely by ABC, which is owned by Disney, after making inflammatory remarks about the assassination of Charlie Kirk and spreading a Blue Anon hoax that suspect Tyler Robinson was MAGA, rather than a far-left gay man in a relationship with a transvestite, who allegedly carved "Hey Fascist." Catch. On a bullet intended for Kirk, Kimmel's ratings were already in a steep decline, and several affiliate station networks said they would no longer air his program, which prompted Disney to pull the show.